WONDFM.
More music.
Number 9 song for 1970, Freda Payne and a Band of Gold. The biggest song in 1970 for the Beatles was this one, Let It Be, number 8.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me. Speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me. Speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Whisper words.
cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Let it be.
Jackson 5, number 7 at WODFM. What a hit for them. Four songs on the top 50. The biggest group in 1970, the Jackson 5, and that was their biggest hit. Remember that one? I'll be there, number 7 at WODFM. Bill Streck here. We got six to go. Here is number 6, Rare Earth. Get ready! Number 6, get ready. You get ready for the top 5 songs at 1970. It's got to be the biggest half hour I've ever spent in radio, WONEFM. Boy, I agree with that. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, the number 5 song for the year 1970. The gal left the Supremes, went out on her own, and what a monster. What a giant. Here's the full-length, uncut, unedited version of There Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Diana Ross, number 5.
If you need me, Call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry. You see, my love is alive. It's like a seed that only needs the thought of you to grow. So if you feel the need for company, please, my God, let it be me. To express the depth of the love I feel for you. But a writer put it very nicely. When he was away from the one he loved, he sat down and wrote these words.
No wind,
no wind,
no rain,
no rain.
Oh, winter's cold.
Your desires. Remember, life holds for you one guarantee. You'll always have me. And if you should miss my lover one of these old days, if you should ever miss the arms that used to hold you so close, or the lips that used to touch yours so tenderly, just remember what I told you the day I set you free.
Yeah.
6 minutes and 10 seconds, verse of Ain't No Mountain High Enough, Diana Ross. Number five for the year 1970, and a big winner in the Battle of the Giants here at WONE-FM. Okay, it's getting about that time. We're going to have the number four song in just a minute. If you want to change tapes, now's the time to do it. Well, there were a lot of songs which, of course, come up really high. And, of course, anytime that gets up in the top five, it's pretty strong. Here's one that's number one in national charts and on a lot of radio stations around the country, but it didn't quite make it to the top here with phone requests and Battle of the Giant results and other things. Number four, Simon and Garfunkel, and a beautiful song on WONE-FM, Bridge Over Troubled Water. was number four. WOAD-FM, here's three. Saskatchewan, the Guess Who. They had a lot of big ones this year, but that was their biggest. At a WOAD-FM, you voted for it at the Battle of the Giants. Number three for the year 1970. Hello, it's Bill Strike at 7:45, the top two tunes next. Hey, a couple of kids known as the Carpenters finished number two at WOAD-FM for the hits of the year 1970. Here's Close to You.
To you, why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkled moon dust in your hair and golden starlight in your eyes of blue. That is why all the girls in town follow you. Just like me, they long to be close to you. Close to you.
Prettiest of 1970, one of the most requested oldies for the past 6 months, and of course a giant winner, WODFM's Battle of the Giants, The Carpenters and Close to You. Stand by, number one is next. All right, we've reached the top now. We've come to all the way down. We played some fantastic songs all year here at WODFM. There have been a lot of them requested, a lot of them written in for requests, phoned in. People have asked for songs, but this song was on the survey longer than any other song at WODFM. It received the most oldie request. It was the biggest winner in the Battle of the Giants. It's got to be number one. There's no question about it. And a lot of people thought it was a protest song aimed at Washington. It's not true. If you listen to the words of this song, if the people of the world would practice what this song says, we could all live in peace. Ladies and gentlemen, the top song of 1970, Edwin Starr, War!
Yeah. What you stood for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Come on. Baker. He's got one friend, that's the Undertaker. Listen to me.